leave it for Van.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the revised agenda?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve is revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application will be announced separately, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. And in addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,675, IG Burton Company, northeast of Route 1, 1,800 feet, northwest of Route 271, a special use exception for outdoor display or promotional activities.
Sure. State your name and address for the record.
Irwin Burton, 308 208 Water Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As I said, my name is Irwin Burton. I live in Lewis, Delaware, and I'm requesting the special use of the Kmart parking lot in Rehoboth. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lank has reached his maximum of three. I said in order for me to get approval, I am here tonight. I'm requesting two additional to the three that are already approved. Mm-hmm. One would be in October and the other one would be in July. And they would be for tent sale, car sale activities. I would only do used down there because there is a new dealer down there. And I'm requesting 5 days, two of them be move days. Move the cars on a Thursday, move them out on a Monday, sell Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's all I got.
Okay.
What percentage of the parking do you intend to use?
I plan on moving probably 200 cars, so I'd say no more than the boat guy uses, so I don't know percentage. I would not fill that parking lot up.
Lawrence has given his three out. Were they the boat sales that
boat
came
sales.
In
earlier?
He did those.
Well, Mr. Burton, you've not had this here before.
No. I haven't.
This is like one we had just done for the boat sale, but not too long ago for the short, the boat people had.
Correct.
I mean, we just did approval on these.
Shorts Marine.
Shorts Marine. Yeah, for the 5 years.
When do you know, or when would you be determining the dates for each of the sales?
I'd like it to be the third weekend. So depending, you know, on what year, I don't want to lock into a date because that may put me on a Tuesday. And
typically with the other ones, the boat sales, the board has asked for some notice in advance, I had 30 or 60 days or something, just to have it on record, I think. And you know at least that far out.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be the third weekend. I just, because of the way the dates fall, I wouldn't.
Do you want to do this for 5 years, too? Or are you going to try it a year at a time and see how you make out with it?
I'd try five or a year at a time. I mean, I hope it works out.
Yeah. You too. So for a period of 5 years. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10675 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Can I ask Mr. McCabe that you amend that to insert some notice provision of at least 30 days notice to the planning and zoning in advance of the dates?
Fine.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,675 with the following stipulation. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. Did you understand that on that stipulation?
I will have a problem if I pull the trigger in this month.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're aware that you're going to do it next month.
Yeah. So we do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
sir. Yes, sir.
Case number 10. 10-